Captain Bruce speaking.
Who's this?
This is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, this is Steve over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I know you're busy, Bruce. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time here. Just trying to follow up with you actually on something that I sent out to your business like 2.5 weeks ago. I'm just seeing if you had seen that come across your desk at all. What it was an offer that was based off of some, you had some previous borrowing history with Sovereign Bank. Is that ringing a bell at all to you?
Say that again.
You did some kind of financing with Sovereign Bank a couple of years back. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
About the only financing I did with Sovereign Bank was for my house.
Okay, right on. Well, just to let you know, it's not a bad, it's based off your borrowing history. So you have some good borrowing history, so it's nothing bad. But anyway, the offer I'm talking about is actually, I know it's the fourth quarter, so you guys are getting a little bit busier. So what I'm here to do is just ask, see if you guys had anything coming up in the pipeline where you guys could use maybe some additional funding for the capital, or if you guys are thinking about bringing on any equipment. Because I think your company was actually, has a pre-approval for like $250,000. So if you guys could use that anywhere, I'd be more than happy to help you guys out.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Right now, I don't think we really need it. Almost everything we have is paid for.
Okay. Is there any time of the year that you look to do that kind of thing, or?
Well, it's hard to say. A lot of it depends upon the projects that we are working on and how long it takes for the company that we're working with to pay us.
Sure, okay. So you guys are, like, set up on net 60s or net 90s and things like that, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I deal with a lot of the construction companies, and that's, I always help them out with that, the cash flow problem.
Okay.
I understand that, so... I totally understand where you're coming from. Do you have any projects coming up where you guys might be set up on that kind of thing, or?
Well, we have a couple of projects that were set up like that, but I already have enough money in the bank, so that part's not going to be any problem right at the moment.
Okay, so so you just dive into your own pockets then? That's one of the things I don't, you know, that's good and all, but, like, you know, what if something happens to the economy? You know, you never know what might happen. So, you know, working capital is really good for those kind of situations, too.
Right. Well, I have pretty close to $1 million worth of working capital.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's pretty good.
I've got a couple of different banks that, besides the money that I have, a couple of the banks that I use already, you know, give me authorization to go up pretty close to $1 million.
Oh, okay. And that's working capital? That's not like a line of credit or anything?
Well, it's kind of, one of them is a line of credit.
Yeah.
I think one of them is like $450,000. And then I've got another bank that comes pretty close to that too, on lines of credit.
Oh, wow. You have two different banks that are giving you lines of credit?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And so, sometimes it doesn't happen just because, you know, a lot of the banks want you to work with them, and when you have a line of credit, you know, you're pretty much lending yourself your own money. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, one of the weird things of it is that when they both come up for renewal, they both say, "Oh, well, you got to drop so and so."
Yeah, exactly.
And that bank
exactly.
says, "No, you don't have to do that. We'll just continue your line of credit."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so that's pretty impressive.
Realistically, yeah, I've got two different banks that one of them is Santander, which used to be Sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
I have a fairly good line of credit with them, and then another bank that is a smaller local type bank. I have money with them too, and you know, they've offered pretty close to $500,000.
Mm-hmm. How often do you use it?
Not very often at all. I try to usually work off my own money.
Okay.
Most of the companies that we do work for are larger, more well-off companies. And part of the time what I do is I ask for anywhere from a quarter to a third of the total project cost down before I do any work.
Uh-huh.
For use for materials and mobilization. And then that way it... takes care of a fair amount of the project right up front.
I gotcha. What kind of work do you guys do?
We're a commercial roofing contractor.
Oh, roofing. Right on.
Yes.
Okay. You guys get busier in the winter? You guys slow down in the wintertime?
Well, actually, we're doing... my guys are working in New York right now. We've got a good-sized project in Philadelphia. We've got a project we're supposed to start sometime in November down in North Carolina. So we go wherever customers call us.
Oh, wow. You guys are different states. That's pretty good. So you guys might be thinking about maybe you guys getting a little bit busier after this hurricane down in, on the East Coast a little bit?
Well, we were already busy. I think we signed up pretty close to $1 million worth of work even before the hurricane started.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. And you stagger it, right? So you're always busy. You always have projects coming
up. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Right on. Well, do you guys ever need equipment? You know, because we do equipment financing as well.
Yeah, right now we're pretty good on the equipment part, too, because a lot of times I'll just pay for it right away.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of the equipment that we have, I quit buying new stuff. I usually just buy new stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like the truck that I'm sitting in right now has 1,100 miles. So I just got done pushing 1,000 miles on it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, how, you guys up from last year on sales-wise?
I think we're going to be somewhere in between $1 to $2 million in sales.
That's pretty good. Is that up from last year?
Yeah, we were just a little bit over $1 million in sales last year.
All right on. So you guys are growing then, yeah?
Yeah, we're trying to grow, but not too much. I don't want to exceed my guys' work ability.
Sure, I understand. You ever thought about hiring new people and taking the... big office?
Well, that I do have the big office.
Yeah,
my truck.
Yeah. That's good, man. I like that, though. You work with your people. That's good, though.
Yeah, like I said yesterday, I was over in Manhattan working with some of my guys, and then now I'm on my way down to North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Are you on the road right now?
I actually pulled over. I was going to try to see if I can talk to somebody and have them tell me where I can buy some local wine. I'm in the southern part of Virginia. I've been on the road since 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, man, dude, I bet you're tired. What part of Virginia are you in? I used to live out there.
I'm fairly close. I got off on exit 121 off of 64, Charlottesville.
Oh, okay.
It started to come south.
Yeah, I know where that's at. I used to live in Virginia Beach over there.
Okay, yep. I've got a couple of timeshares over in Williamsburg.
Oh, that's a nice place over there. Very green.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Right on.
And, but I'm heading down to Raleigh, North Carolina this morning.
Oh, wow. Can you see the effects of the hurricane already?
No, actually, I've just been running across a little bit of light sprinkles here and there.
Yeah, not
too
bad.
Otherwise, it's not too bad, yeah. And I don't think I'm really, I'm maybe about 50 miles north of the North Carolina border, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay, right on. Well, cool. All right, Bruce, well, I know you're trying to go do stuff.
Yeah, if you want to give me a ring, you know, in a couple of months,
yeah.
When we get ready to start up again, that would be appreciated. You never know when I might need some money, but most of the time I'm pretty tight with the cash that I have.
Sure.
And I try to operate most of the projects off of my own money.
Okay. Well, just two more things. How about this? Do you have an email I could just send you, like, just let us know some contact information?
Yeah, you can send it to Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
At Stevenson Contracting, Stevenson Contracting.
Okay.
.net.
Perfect. Yeah. So yeah. I'll send that. You can take a look at us like online because I know you probably want to like see who you're dealing with and things like that.
Right.
Just look at our website, and that way you can check us out because I know you like relationships and I know you want to. You have your own local banks and that's totally fine. And we're not here to step on those guys' toes or anything. It's just. You know, we're like a secondary resource of funds, so, you know, we can get you the money pretty fast. That's one of our perks.
Okay.
Yeah, so just take a look on there. We're backed by the Best Business Bureau and all that stuff too. So
that sounds good.
All right, man. All right, Bruce. I will follow up with you in a couple months then.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Bruce. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.